Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Around the NFL we go before we preview tonight's NBA action. I feel like I should get my, like, Iron Eagle voice on. NBA action. You remember that show, Anthony? Did you ever watch NBA action?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was cool. TNT, right?
It was on, I think they did TNT, but mostly NBA TV deal, where they would just go around the league and do highlights, and Iron did all the voiceover work for it, which was he's great at, and just, like, sounded really cool. It's just, like, the kind of show that doesn't exist anymore. Now they're like, let's have two people that don't know what they're talking about scream at each other. Yay! Who'd want to watch the games or the highlights when we can talk about the dumbest possible thing we can think of and scream at each other about it? Yay! You have no further comment at this time?
I do not, Craig.
Okay, let's go around the NFL then, shall we? In many ways, this feels like one of the dumbest things we can possibly talk about. Do we have the audio of the Travis Hunter thing?
No, I couldn't find it, but it was from his conversation with a CBS sports reporter.
Okay, but we're sure this is real.
Yes, this is a real quote. This is a real quote.
Okay. Travis Hunter, headline, CBS Sports. Travis Hunter would rather stop playing versus playing one position. Chats Brown's fit. Why Shedeur Sanders is QB1? So the quote, it goes something like this. I just feel very confident in myself, and I got a competitive spirit that I can do whatever I put my mind to, and I feel like I can do it. It's been a blessing learning from the best to play that position, talking about Deion playing corner, and you want to be better than him, so it's just good to be in that position. Just him telling me to just be where my feet are and take every moment and enjoying it. No, you only get to do it one time. But the thing that really comes out of this is somewhere in this interview with CBS Sports, he says, I would rather stop playing football than stop playing both wide receiver and corner. Upon meeting with teams around the league in the weeks leading up to the draft, he's made it clear he wants to continue playing both sides of the ball as a professional, something he told CBS Sports isn't an issue for any club he's met with. However, and if an NFL team told him it'd only allow him to play either wide receiver or cornerback, Hunter would make it clear he's not playing football at all. It's never playing football again, Hunter told CBS Sports last week, because I've been doing it my whole life and I love being on the football field and I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball, so I really enjoy doing it. I admire Travis Hunter's confidence and do think it's a huge part of what makes him special. However, if I'm going to be the bad guy here, buddy, you have never, ever, I'm not even doing the buddy thing. That's too pejorative. You have never played anything close to NFL football because nothing else exists on the planet like NFL football. These are the best of the best of the best of the best. And they are fully dedicated to doing their jobs at the absolute highest level. Do I think Travis Hunter can play some semblance of two-way football? Yes. Can he play both ways full-time in the NFL? I would love to be wrong, but I don't think so. Because I don't think anybody can do it. It's not a shot at Travis Hunter, who, by the way, we also don't know what kind of athlete he is, all that kind of stuff. We know the tape's outstanding. We know the production's amazing, but he didn't run. He didn't do all this stuff. So we actually don't even know some of the draft profile at either position. And those are two of the traitsiest positions that we have. So the idea that he could play both, nevertheless dominate at both, runs into the, like, saying that he can't, shouldn't feel like a hot take. This is not, media guy doubts Travis Hunter. It's media guy's been around the NFL a long time and knows how hard this is and has respect for how hard the NFL is. And the fact that the type of meetings and game plan and schedule stuff that you spend your entire time as a professional being an offensive player, and there is no time to be a defensive player. Can you come up with a package of plays? Yes. Can you make it work somehow in practice? Yes. But it is just logistically impossible, in my opinion, to be great as a full-time two-way player in the NFL. And while I am not going to sit here and be like, Travis Hunter's a bad dude, Travis Hunter's out of his mind, I'm not, like, it's not actually a reflection negatively on Travis Hunter's character in any way. I want to be clear about that. And I love the confidence that he has, and I think that's essential to who he is. End of sentence, new sentence, there's no way he can play both ways full-time at a high level in the NFL because nobody can.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Yeah, I just view this whole situation as Travis, you know, popping his stuff, to be honest. Like, I think he understands, like, he's not going to go lower than three in this NFL draft. And I think, you know, he's just using this time, this space, you know, just get off, you know, everything that he worked for and earned while in college. And I do think, you know, he can do both probably at an exceptional level, but not play the amount of reps. I think, and we've talked about it, maybe like if he is a full-time defensive back and you know, have packages for him on the offensive side of the ball.
That's how I would do it.
That would be acceptable, but
and again,
playing both ways is crazy.
This isn't a shot at his conditioning.
Nah.
It's not like, hey, man, I don't think you can do it because you're going to get gassed. Or, although I will say, 18 NFL games, bro, there are no peewee pie cup states on the schedule. Like, it's 18 NFL football games, and your ability to hold up, most guys can't hold up playing one position in an NFL season. So, like, it is not unreasonable to say, hey, the amount of damage you're going to do to your body doesn't feel like the way to have a good long career in the NFL doing that. But it is purely, and again, I hate to get caught up in this kind of detail, but, like, it's a logistics issue. You can't be in two places at once. You can't fully get the offensive game plan and the defensive game plan and practice on both sides of the ball in the NFL at an NFL level. You can do it in college. The game plans are way less specific. And in order to succeed, you need way less practice time. But that's double the film, double the meetings, double the details, double the everything if you're going to try to do it full time. And that is an unreasonable expectation, especially in year one where you're just trying to learn the NFL game to begin with. And I think the only part of it that, like, rubs, if I'm being honest, rubs me the wrong way is the I'll quit football. I'll quit football if you don't let me do something that no one else has ever done before. What? And if he just means, like, hey, if they're not going to let me do what Deion did, because Deion played both ways. Deion had some offensive snaps when he was in Dallas and in San Francisco. And it worked. Like, he was effective in those. He scored some touchdowns. He probably could have been an all-pro wide receiver if he had dedicated to that full time. I got no problem with that. Again, making demands before you've been drafted, like, I don't know how that hits in an NFL locker room. I don't know how that hits with NFL coaching staffs, whatever. But as long as it's not like, I'll quit if you don't let me do it all, like, whatever. It's just talk. It's all pre-draft stuff. The draft should have happened. One thing that I've appreciated about the WNBA draft that we've been talking about the last couple days, Anthony, the season ended a week ago. We got the draft, and then we move on, and the season's coming. The season part is way more condensed than the off-season part. I like that. It's too much talking. Too much, not enough playing. I mean, there's plenty of playing. We don't need to go 18 games. Earlier I said 18, 17 games still, although the NFL's trying. Too much talking time in the NFL calendar.
Yeah, I think this also, I don't know if you remember, but do you remember when Caleb Williams was trying to demand that his contract be paid through an LLC before, like, he even, you know, stepped foot in the NFL? I think what Trav is saying and doing sort of kind of gives me, you know, a resemblance of sort of kind of what Caleb was trying to do last year.
And I think it's the new era of college athlete. Like, these guys are businesses when they come in. They don't have a lot of leverage on stuff. Because of the way the draft works, mm-hmm. and the collectively bargained way that business is done, that they were not a part of bargaining and were not really thought of when bargaining. And now all of a sudden they're coming in, not as kids that don't have a lot of money, or maybe even if they do have money, it's from their parents. They're coming in as guys that have earned millions of dollars in college based off of who they are.
Yeah.
And so it's a different deal. And the NFL is going to have to adjust on some level. And this is where the young and old parts of me almost fight, where you're like, on some level, I respect it. And as, like, if you want to talk about the free market and you want to talk about, you know, hey, let's not be disrespectful to kids. I remember how I felt as a younger person sometimes thinking, like, you're just disrespecting me because my age is a number. Like, this is BS. But also, I think as you get older, you also realize that some elements of structure and hierarchy are there for a reason. And respecting, not just for, if people don't earn it, that's one thing. But, like, having some respect for the institutions that you're going to become a part of is important. And by this, I mean, like, the NFL. And it's because there's a lot of people that have come before you that have put in a lot of work to lay the groundwork for what you're going to do. And some of those people are still in the locker room you're going to have to go in. And they don't really care that you're a hotshot college kid. Because 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, they were hotshot college kids. And you're not that special at that in that way. You go from being the super special prospect to going in a room full of other dudes who were really special prospects or who overcame the fact that they weren't and made a roster. So I just think that, like, that is something that Travis Hunter, once he gets into the locker room, when and all these guys get into the locker room, like, they're going to have to deal with the reality that they are now in a room of peers as opposed to being guys that are kind of above everyone else around them.
Yep.
Jalen Ramsey's also on the trade block. We don't have time to talk about that. No, the Commanders should not pursue him. They've given up enough draft capital.
You sure? I'm joking.
I would have if the Dolphins want to trade Marshawn Lattimore for Jalen Ramsey, I'd be interested in that.
I probably would too, but dang, I think that would be a little harsh.
I mean, yeah, of course it would be. But, like, the point is they already gave up draft capital for Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
They already have their veteran corner who's kind of expensive and they gave up draft capital for it. They don't need another one. It's not a way to build a roster. That's all I mean by that. With all due respect, Marshawn, you're just fine player. But unless the Commanders are going doing that, there's no just straight player for player. There's no way they should pursue Jalen Ramsey. But just a good reminder that wild stuff can happen. I don't think a couple years ago we saw the A.J. Brown trade coming on draft night. So expect craziness over the next 9 days here. Of course, the NFL draft is next Thursday. When we get back, we can talk about the Ramsey stuff and some other NFL news and notes that we didn't get to there. The Derek Carr thing, what a nightmare that is. We'll catch up on the rest of the NFL news and notes next. But first, the latest on the world, or latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.